Don't you dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Step What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 345. And joining me today on this lovely Sunday evening, I got Brian. What's good, dude?
What's up, everybody? How are we? How you doing?
We're doing fine. I'm sorry. It just felt right.
It felt right. You were in the moment. You were in the groove.
Right. Exactly. Got to be in the groove. Got to get into the groove. You know. So how's it going, bro? It's been a week.
It's going. It's been a week.
Yeah. So how you been, man? What's going on?
I've been all right. You know, going into holiday season at work. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, you can call it that if you want.
Oh, no, that's definitely like super sarcasm. Super sarcasm there.
Oh, I know.
The holiday seasons for retail is never anything fun at all.
No way.
And especially like when you're dealing with the liquors and shit like you usually do. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I totally get it, dude. No bueno.
Oh, yeah. No bueno.
No bueno at all. But it's all good. It's all good. You're making money. You're putting money in your pocket, so it is what it is.
I'm putting money in my pocket to pay bills and mod my proton pack. That is
the right. There you go. That's the perfect thing to fucking, you know. It's the perfect reason as to why you work. It's to update your protein pack. A protein pack. Wow.
I'm not Mario.
Yeah. No. It's a totally different type of protein pack there. Yeah, no muscle milk today.
No.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're updating your proton pack. Well, I don't know how I got it mixed up, but
I guess
it has most of the word tied in there somehow. Protein, proton. It's pretty close.
Sure. We'll go there.
I'll name the episode the Proton Pack.
I was thinking you should name the episode Muscle Milk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started modding out this thing again because in just a few weeks, my Trap and PKE should arrive.
Ooh.
Which was the HasLab I crowdfunded last November, December. Nice.
Finally,
got all the parts.
Nice. That's what's up, dude.
Yeah.
That's exciting, bro.
Yeah. Something I wanted ever since I was a kid.
No, yeah, absolutely. I could imagine. Like, you're a huge fan of Ghostbusters, so I totally understand, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man. That's cool. Mm. That's cool. Like, I've liked Ghostbusters and I've enjoyed Ghostbusters, but never enough to be like, oh yeah, I want a proton pack.
Well, I mean, this year I'm trying to figure out how to crowdfund the 1/6 scale Ecto-1 with the 1/12 batch. The deluxe was announced at Comic-Con. It's close to 400 for everything.
Jesus.
Yeah, but you could sort of take the Ecto and mod it from the first movie to the second one.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, okay. it's gonna come with the team, and it's gonna come with a Lewis Tully Ghostbusters 2 Ghostbuster.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
So you're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah, you're definitely getting a huge bang for your buck.
Yeah, so I gotta figure out how to crowdfund that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but you know, I make money. It's the holidays.
Oh yeah, you'll definitely make a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
well, that's cool.
So Let's start with you. What have you been up to? What have you been watching?
Oh, okay. I've been watching a lot of stuff. On Halloween, because Halloween just passed. I watched a lot of shit on Halloween. I watched 5 different movies on Halloween. This was a fun time.
I worked all day.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, I worked too, but it was a slow day at work.
Lucky you.
So, yeah. So I got a chance to watch some movies, which was pretty fun. I watched Carved. It's Halloween themed, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, so Carved is about a pumpkin that they find in a pumpkin patch that the year previous there was a nuclear spill in the town. Like, the nuclear power plant, like, exploded or some shit. And, like, shit got everywhere. And this pumpkin had the reactions to it. And the next year comes and it starts to go crazy because people are trying to kill, they're trying to carve pumpkins and it goes nuts. And it just starts, like, killing people. It's a really fun fucking movie. Super cheesy. Super fun, though. It's on Hulu. It's a fun watch. I also watch, what else did I watch? I like I told, like, you know, I always have a list of everything that I watch. So that was one. What else did I watch? Because my brain forgets shit, so I need to remember somehow. So I watched that one. I also watched going through my list. Okay. So I watched Stream, which is a fun little horror movie that technically isn't streaming yet, really. I found it online, obviously. But it's about this new apartment building or this new hotel that they've fully renovated. They got cameras everywhere. Everything's cool. But it turns out that there's some nefarious little things going on. There's a game happening in this hotel. Nobody knows other than, you know, the people that own the place.
Right.
And it's just a massacre that happens because the game is pretty much 5 people going around and killing all the painters in the hotel, which is pretty cool. Fun movie, really interesting premise. Of course, I didn't give it any type of fucking like justice or whatever, but it was pretty cool. Definitely a fun watch. I enjoyed it. Pretty cool that this dude is in it. Tony Todd plays one of the, they call them Lockharts or whatever. Tony Todd is one of them, which is pretty dope. And another one that I wasn't expecting to be in it, but was pretty dope, is he was in for a minute. It wasn't too much. But this dude, where the fuck is he? He's a dude that we've seen in plenty of things. He was in Home Alone, he's in the wheelchair now. Tim Curry. Tim Curry.
No shit.
Yes, Tim Curry's in it briefly. He's playing one of the Lockharts also. He's the original Lockhart. Then there's the one for the hotel that's in the happening now. And Tony Todd plays the future Lockhart.
Okay.
Fun flick. A lot of people that we've known within horror movies are in it. Just as cameos. A lot of them die, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. Definitely worth watching. Stream. It should be coming on streaming sometime soon. But yeah. It's a fun flick. Fun little flick. It's pretty cool, like I said. The Final Girls was another one that I watched. And that one...
That looked interesting.
It's super interesting. It's super fun. It's pretty much like The Last Action Hero meets a slasher.
Okay.
That's the best way to explain it.
I saw the premise, like this girl's locked up in a fictional horror town where her mom's an actress or something.
It's
in the movie.
Not really. So what okay. the thing is, okay. This girl and her mom. Her mom is the actress and her mom is in this horror movie that everybody knows and loves. It's like she's, let's say she's kind of like,
like Jamie Lee Curtis, essentially. Okay. She's been in horror movies for like her whole life. The kid has seen the movies, but unfortunately, they're in a car accident. The mom dies, and a year passes, and they have an anniversary of the movie. So, in having the anniversary of the movie, they pretty much have a screening of it. And in the screening, there's a fire in the theater.
Okay.
So when this theater goes on fire, everybody goes crazy. She gets like her friends, and they try to escape, and they escape going into the screen that's in the theater, essentially making it the last action hero.
Uh huh.
And then it goes into they wind up going somehow teleporting into the movie that they're watching, which is the anniversary of the mom's movie.
Okay.
So they're in a slasher movie, but of course they can't get out of it. And they try and try and try to get out of the movie. They have to play out the entire movie in order to get out.
That sounds fun.
It's a fun movie. It's a horror comedy. Really cool watch. Definitely worth watching. I believe it's on Peacock right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a fun watch. I enjoyed the hell out of it. The main girl is she was in American Horror Story the first couple seasons. It's a fun watch. Definitely check it out. Then the next one that I watched was Insidious. I've never watched Insidious. And I must say, it is quite awesome. It's a fucked up movie. It's a weird movie, but it's fucking good.
I think I've seen it. Is that the one with Patrick?
Patrick Wilson. Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne.
Yeah. I think I've seen the first two.
Yeah, the first one. This one is fucking great. It's a great fucking movie. It's eerie as fuck, creepy as hell. Everything that happens, everything that's like on an angle, it's fucking good. Just everything, the music, the eeriness to it. James Wan really knows what he's doing. Well, he knew what he was doing. Things have changed, obviously. He's done a lot of things. He's done a lot of mainstream shit. But as far as the horror, than him doing horror, this is one of those movies. Like this one and The Conjuring are two of, I would say, pretty much the perfect horror movies. They give you the creeps and the feels.
Is that the one where they're sort of, or is that The Conjuring where they're like assessors?
That's The Conjuring.
Oh, then maybe I've never seen Insidious.
I think for The Conjuring is when it's Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga.
And yeah, okay, they. Those are the ones I've seen.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are good. Those are awesome. But this one is Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne. They're a married couple. They have a kid. And the kid starts getting visions and he starts seeing things. And it turns out that the things that he's seeing are the same thing his dad used to see when he was younger.
Interesting.
And it goes all into the further, essentially, what happens. And it's just a weird fucking movie. It's fucking good. It deals with a lot of paranormal, not certainly paranormal, but like demons trying to get into a person's body.
Nice.
Trying to take over, and it's wild. It's a really fun watch. Definitely worth checking out. Insidious. It's fucking great. Then another one that I watched, Trick or Treat. What's Halloween without watching Trick or Treat?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a fun fucking movie. I believe that one is on Peacock, I think. It's on Peacock or on Max or something. But it's definitely worth watching. I am a fan. I think I watched it once before. But I got a better understanding of it. And when I watched it the first time, it was like a bazillion years ago. But watching it now, again, like, it brought me so much joy because it's a horror movie that isn't just a horror movie. It's a comedy, and it's very fulfilling. It's fulfilling for you know, a horror fan. Definitely worth watching. I enjoyed the shit out of that one. And then another movie, not on Halloween, but I watched the next couple of days. And like I think it was like the next day. Was a new movie. Starring Demi Moore. The Substance. This movie is it's a new horror movie, and Demi Moore plays an actress that she's getting old, obviously. Duh. That makes sense, right? So she's in this, and she's trying ways to reinvent her career. So what happens is that there's this random thing that's in the black market, essentially, and it's the substance that they call it. And the substance basically helps the person create another person of them, another version of themselves, like a younger version of themselves. So it creates a young version of her, and the young version of her lives off for a week. Then it goes back, and then she comes back for a week, and then it goes back and forth. But then shit goes crazy because the younger version of her gets fucking famous, like super fucking famous. She wants to keep going, keep doing it, and not going following the rules.
Right.
Then it turns into a huge body horror shit. Fucking insane. Definitely, definitely worth watching. This one is probably like one of my top movies of the year.
You got me thinking about Matt Hegan from Batman the Animated Series, you know, the Clayface thing.
Yeah, kind of. But this one, absolutely worth watching from beginning to end. Definitely recommend. Like I said, one of my top movies of the year.
Did you find it at home, and did you go to the theater?
I found it at home. Okay. It's streaming right now on Mudu. It's a newer streaming, like I think it's Mubi or something like that. New streaming service. They're doing like a free trial, so you could go get a free trial and watch for free and shit. But nice. Yes, definitely, definitely worth checking out. Yeah, definitely the free trial, because when the free trial is over, cancel it, because that the service is like stupid expensive for no reason. But yeah, this movie's dope. Definitely check out The Substance. Fucking fantastic. Again, I am definitely a huge fan. Then also this week, I went to a beard competition. I love the shirt, dude.
Thank you.
Littlefoot. I love it. I went to another beard convention, a beard competition. That was fun. That was fun. It was cool seeing my Swampside brothers again. Haven't seen them in a little bit. And I got to hang out with them, and we also, of course, had a competition. Of course, you know, the beards that were there were competing to see which beard was better. We had a host there, and what are they called? Judges. People that are judging our beards.
You forgot the word judges?
Yeah, I forgot the word judges. My brain's not working right now. It's a little too early, but it's okay. It's
yeah, because okay. We're normally accustomed to recording later on. I totally get
right,
it.
Exactly. That's the exact same thing that I was talking about earlier. But yeah, dude. Like, we had judges there, basically, judging our beards. There are a bunch of different categories. They had the short beard, the professional, like, you know, short beard, the longer beard, best in show, and then they even had the ones for like girls that make their fake beards and shit. It's a cool little thing, fun. And it was a fun time. If this was held at a kava bar, so no alcohol was there, but the kava, it was a kava and kratom bar, both, you know, different types of things, not necessarily the stuff that you see on a regular. But it's good. It was a good time. It was a good time. Definitely enjoy it. And I wound up placing third place in the 6-inch beard category. Yeah, but it was cool. Got a bunch of free. As my prize, I got a bunch of soaps from this company called Big Guy Soaps. So definitely check out Big Guy Soaps itchy.com. It's all natural smelling stuff.
Promo code ITG.
It smells fucking great.
Promo code ICG10.
Yeah. No codes for this one.
Yeah, we don't got the mother sponsor.
No. Yeah. No. Not yet. But definitely worth checking out. Everything smelled amazing, and I got three of them as my gift for being in the third place. But yeah, good shit. Alex has finally joined us.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a second because the bell's about to ring because I'm waiting for the order. But I'll be, you know, I'll just wait for the bell to be rung, you know, and then
we're gonna ring your bell.
ding ding ding. But yeah, this past weekend,
how's it going, dude?
Hanging in there like the little kitten in the poster, bro. This past week was a rough week. You know, you already know. Halloween 4 years ago, one of my best friends passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My boy or whatever, so goth that he died on Halloween. So yeah. So every year ever since after that, on Halloween, I will go spend time with his family, and there goes my food. So give me a quick sec.
Okay, fair enough. fun. No, you could just mute yourself. That'd be great.
episode title: Here Comes My Food.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Just keep it. It's especially since he just keeps it going. So might as well just, you know, here comes the food. Especially since like this is live and people can see this. So fun. I'll edit this somehow and make this work. Yeah. Yeah, so the competition was cool. There was a lot of cool people there. There was a good, like, about 70 people or so there.
Okay.
It was a lot bigger than expected. We were expecting, like, about 5 people to show up. But we made it work. We made it work with what we had, so. And it was cool. We raised money for
it's
a charity that's around the area.
It seems like right now, whatever, H3. I'm going to have to look at, look at my stuff because apparently they sent me the wrong thing.
Okay, so you can mute yourself and we'll keep going.
No, I can do that while I'm on the phone. But yeah, so that like on Halloween itself, we did like they do this like every year. They release like, you know, the eco-safe balloons.
Okay,
you know, to commemorate his passing. That was cool. I saw a friend that I haven't seen in person in like a little over a year that, you know, he was, you know, mutual friend. So that was great for that. And then on Friday, we got together. The original plan was for Friday was because since Thursday, not everybody could make it to the event because, you know, Thursday people work.
Mm-hmm.
So the original plan was we were going to do watch some horror movies and, you know, have you already know how, house snacks or whatever, if you will, or whatever. It was, you know, like wings, chips, popcorn, pizza, alcohol.
Yes. The healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So, we were originally going to watch, you know, because every year we would always try to watch some sort of horror movie or whatever, but since we were all conversing and just telling like old stories of, you know, my late friend or whatever the hell, right? It's, you know, just crazy that I, whatchamacallit, that instead of watching the movie, we were just joking around, telling old stories and stuff like that. So that, and then of course, you know, a couple of shots in his name, but it was just like a much needed night. Just, you know, just to like to remember him in the best possible way, you know,
of course,
everybody,
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, sharing our stories. And then the other thing, other than that, what, you know, I rewatched Clerks 3 in an actual, you know, I watched it because I bought the digital copy, so I was trying to watch it. And I'll be honest with you, it's a good movie. Now, mind you, it's not a, you know, not everybody's.
It's depressing.
Yeah,
it's a depressing fucking movie.
Yeah, it's not everybody's favorite, but because of you know, like what happens at the end, right? You know, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who didn't, you know, who didn't watch the movie, but yeah, but because of the ending, you know, people are like kind of like taken back by it.
Because it's a complete 180 from Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, no, it is a good movie, but yeah, it is, like I said, also, it is a very depressing movie.
Yes.
Because you're dealing with a guy with dudes that are technically essentially having like a midlife crisis to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're upset that they haven't done anything with their lives.
Right.
And they kind of see it, and then shit just hits the fan. So, yeah.
Like, even though now they are the business owners, they're still there.
Yeah, they're still in the same place that they were 20 years before or whatever.
Exactly. Oh, so I just realized. So I got the wrong order because the person that ordered had the same first name as me. Because you know how when you order food, it's the first name and then the last, you know, the last name is the initial.
Nice. Yep.
So yeah, so because of which, someone else got a bigger order.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to contact this person now to fix this up. Because I just realized it, like, once I grabbed it, I was like, wait a minute, like, you know, just feels a little light.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Fun times.
Yeah, fun times. But yeah, so, but I did like it because it kind of, you know, it kind of brought it back to, if anybody knows Deep Cuts Clerks, and, you know, the movie's been out long enough or whatever, that, you know, Dante actually dies in the first movie, but they decided that was too depressing. So they decided
he was supposed to die in the first movie.
Yeah, so that's like I thought that they, like it was kind of funny that they brought it full circle. So
yeah.
All right, so you know what? I'm gonna go deal with this real quick or whatever. But that's pretty much it. Other than that, playing Pokemon on the Switch and a lot of mobile gaming as well, and just trying to take care of one or two personal things that in the near future I'll probably bring up.
No worries. You do what you got to do, man.
All right. Yeah. Let me take care of this.
We'll be here. We'll keep going with the show.
No problem.
What you got to do? Do what you got to do, dude.
Because, you know, like the whole thing is this, is like if I'm ordering food for my mom and I or whatever, especially for my mom, you know, if she wants something.
Yeah. I get it, dude. Do what you got to do, bro.
All right. I got to get old Karen or whatever. Like, I need to speak to your manager.
It is what it is, dude. You got to do it.
Okay.
You got to do it.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be back on in a few minutes.
No worries, bro. We got this, man.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So.
All right.
as we continue with the show.
As we continue.
Yes. As the show must go on, as they say. Yeah, dude. Let's get into some geek shit, of course. You know, we got a decent amount of geek stuff.
Well, I didn't tell you about anything I watched.
Oh yeah, what up, Brian? What have you watched? I'm sorry.
Well, fuck you then.
No. My bad.
The show must go on, Q Queen. Just picture Freddie Mercury start singing.
Right? Yeah.
Been watching some stuff. For starters, I finally finished Caped Crusader.
Ooh, isn't it good?
That ending though.
Yeah.
And we're getting more of a serious Joker.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, I'm a bit scared.
Yeah. As you should be.
As we should be. Like seeing his last victim laugh himself to death.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I give that series 5 out of 5. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aside from that, I finally finished Only Murders in the Building season 4.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Oh, it was such a good season, and I cannot wait for season 5. And also, what's really funny is how someone on Twitter was like, how many murderers live in that building?
Mm.
Apparently a lot. Enough for five seasons.
Yeah.
Then I watched, what else did I finish? I finally finished, Agatha.
Okay. How's that? How's that?
It ended.
was it a satisfying ending, or was it like, I guess?
It was there. It's just
okay.
Like,
so how would it rank amongst the Marvel shows? At least the one that you've watched, because I know you haven't watched all of the Marvel shows.
I've pretty much watched all the Marvel shows.
Okay. Okay.
Except for What If Season 2, because What If Season 1 was horrible. It was less satisfying than Wanda.
Okay.
But, like, the performances were great. I mean, Catherine Hahn was fantastic.
She's great. She's good at what she does.
The kid that played Wanda's son?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just sort of like, oh, if we needed to fill in a gap.
So it's a filler show, essentially.
Essentially. I mean, it really should not have been made.
Why shouldn't it have been made?
Because it was just bad. it was fine. It had good moments and performances by a lot of the actresses in that show were great. Aubrey Plaza as Lady Death was a solid casting choice.
Well, yeah, Aubrey Plaza's good. Period.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know. I just the ending. It ended to the point where it's open ended.
Okay.
Because nobody in Marvel stays dead or alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like it's like, okay, I'm curious to see where they go with this.
Okay.
But I'm not as interested into seeing where they go. Like it's
you want to know, but you don't want to know.
Yeah, like it's sort of not on the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know if you watched The Irrational or you watched Found. Those are really good. Either. They're really good. They're on Peacock. Found is especially good. Okay. Shanola Hampton from Shameless, who played V.
Okay. Okay.
She is in charge of a private investigating place that finds missing people.
Okay.
And the other star of that show is Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Okay. I did see the commercials for this one. Yes.
Oh, he's so fucking good as the villain.
Yes. From the trailer that I saw, I was like, yo, this dude plays a really good bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, season one and two. Well, two's only five episodes in, but they're both on Peacock.
Okay.
And The Irrational is starring the dude that played The Flash's dad on The Flash.
Okay.
And that's also really good, too. That's on its second season as well. Nice. And so I'm caught up on those. For movies, I watched quite a few.
Okay.
The best movie I've seen this week had to have been Late Night with the Devil.
Great fucking movie, dude.
Damon Dasmalchian was so fucking good.
It is such an eerie fucking movie and such a great slow build.
Yes. And I love the way he's trying to get this show, his program, like, you know, going. Meanwhile,
yeah, he's trying to get higher ratings for a show that's pretty much digging deep in the range.
Yeah. And I mean, all the performances are great, but he was just really good. And. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a solid five-star movie. That's, to me, one of the best movies I've seen all year.
Yeah, it's a really good one. It's a really, really good one. I saw this one early this year, and I thought I was like, yo, this is great.
Another runner-up for one of the greatest movies I've seen all year, that I've watched this week anyway, because I mentioned Saturday Night last mm-hmm. episode. American Fiction.
That's another fun movie, too. It's a really good. It's really good.
Jeffrey Wright's performance was so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, that's what Jeffrey Wright in general. Like, he's just fucking good at what he does.
He can play, he can play anybody.
Dude, he played a Spanish dude. He played Peebles Hernandez in fucking Shaft, bro.
That was my first introduction to him, actually.
Yeah, same here.
And then, like...
You best kill me! You best kill me!
Yeah, yeah.
So we went from Peebles Hernandez, he's the watcher.
Mm-hmm.
On the one, right? He's Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
And everything in between. Sterling K. Brown's performance in that was really good, too.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
Yeah, and their mom was played by Leslie Uggams.
Ooh, okay.
Fucking Blind Owl.
Yeah.
So I watched that. I watched Woman of the Hour with Anna Kendrick.
That's a fun movie, too. I enjoyed that one. It's very weird. It's very, like, it's fucked up. It's a fucked up story.
Because it's based on a true story.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what, the story's a fucked up story.
Yeah. And then... I guess the only other thing I really watched, I started just a little while ago. I only watched the first episode out of the three, but I watched the first episode of My Name is Zodiac.
Okay.
So the Zodiac Killer was never caught. They suspected the guy, and he died before they could arrest him.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, David Fincher did the movie back in the day.
Yeah.
But now this is like, you know, you can only show so much in a movie that was already 2.5 hours. But like, this is like interviews with the people that knew the guy. Like, oh, he treated us like like we were his kids.
He was a good guy.
He was a good guy until like, oh, why do you have blood on you? You know, oh, did you cut yourself? You know, like, it's fucking twisted.
It was a deep shave.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched anything else notable.
Okay, fair enough.
Because primarily just been, you know, I think I told you I finished Preacher last episode.
You did say, yeah.
Yeah.
Still have to go back and watch that.
That was a fun show.
Yeah. I enjoy what I watched previously. It was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, nothing notable that I really watched outside of what I mentioned. So, yeah, I guess we're up. I guess we're good to go with geek shit.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Let's get into some geek shit. So this week we got some cool shit. Well, some decent shit. Yes. Let's start off with. With the what the fuck shit of the week. We know Tom Cruise, right? Tom Cruise is an actor. He's been doing a lot of shit for a good amount of time. And he recently did Top Gun 2. And we just recently got a word that he's going to be... He's in talks with Paramount to bring... Days of Thunder for another movie, for a sequel. Why?
Well, why not? Because Days of Thunder was great.
I don't even know what that movie is.
It's a racing movie. For the most
part. If it isn't Talladega Nights or anything that has to do with Mario Kart, I don't give two shits.
It was Tom Cruise, Michael Rooker, Nicole Kidman. Robert Duvall.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of notable actors in it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that back. Any like death race or whatever, you know, I can tolerate that. Oh, and another racing movie or whatever that but has nothing to do with cars. Cool Runnings.
Or cars. Yeah, no. Like I never got into it. Like I watched it a bazillion years ago, obviously. But, like, why are they doing another like a sequel to it now? I get it. People love racing. It's gonna make a bazillion dollars.
Racing now, for whatever reason, has like really picked up.
It's not just now. It hasn't just been now.
No, but I'm talking about like
a very long time.
No, I'm just saying like for whatever reason, like post, like you know, during the pandemic or post pandemic or whatever, for whatever reason, like more and more people were getting into racing now, which I'm just like, okay, but I mean, I'm not a car person, so I don't give two shits. But
the funny thing is, like, I knew about racing being in Florida. It's a big thing over here.
Yeah, what is it? Daytona, right?
Right, yeah. Daytona's not too far from here. Well, it's kind of far. It's like 3 hours from here. But it's a thing. People love racing over here. So I've heard of a lot of the racing shit for a while out here. So I get it. But this movie specifically, I never gave a fuck about. Ever.
Tell us how you really feel, Steve.
I am. Like, I never really cared for it. Like, I tried for it. I watched it. But like I said, it was a bazillion years ago when I didn't give a fuck about cars, period.
Oh, man. I had to mute it for a second because I was just, like, choking laughter.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure, yes, it is a good movie. Like, who was it? Ridley Scott did the original one. And it had a huge following. I get it. But it's one of those movies that technically is not for me.
Gotcha.
But did you enjoy it, Brian? What did you think about it?
The original Days of Thunder?
Yes.
I've watched that movie several times, and I enjoy it every single time.
Okay. Maybe. Okay, I'll do this. I'll give it a rewatch. Of course, like I said, it was a bazillion years ago that I watched it. So I'll watch it again, and I'll see if my mind has been changed.
Oh, to see if the member berries hit you?
To see if I actually give a fuck about the movie now.
Gotcha.
And then seeing if, like, okay, maybe, you know, my mind has changed on the movie in general. So I'll give it a second shot. I'll give it another try.
But let's just ask you in advance right now. Do you think you are going to give a shit?
I don't know. Like I said, the first time I watched it, it was like a long time. Long fucking time ago.
Okay.
And my minds have changed about things, so who knows? The only thing that hasn't changed, though, I'll stick to it, is Top Gun. Don't really care. Saw the second one. Didn't really care about it either.
The second one was, it held up to the original.
Yeah.
Did they have a gay volleyball?
It held up to it, but I didn't really care for it either. I guess it was too much. To me, it was too much like the original. And I get it. It's supposed to be. But it didn't really do anything for me.
Did they have another volleyball scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
All I keep thinking is that Kevin Smith joke. Playing with the boys.
No, like I get it. People enjoy it. I understand. It has, you know, it's following. It's just not for me. But like I said, I will give Days of Thunder another try and see where it goes. See how I feel about it now that I'm like in my 40s, as to when I was like 10 when I watched it the first time.
Yeah, so, you do got to give yourself the refresher, because it's just like...
Right, exactly. Like I said, I watched it when I was super young, like a bazillion years ago.
Dude, what I fucking love is, like, let's say when you watch a movie that you haven't seen in quite a while, and, you know, you're just like, you watch a scene, is like, I don't remember that happening. But yeah.
Yeah, it happened. It happened then, and it happened now, yeah.
Then, God, now, yeah. Forever, together.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that movie came out in 90.
Yeah.
I was 10, so you were younger than me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Steve decided to round it off, you know.
Right, yeah, I was rounding it off, obviously. But yeah, it was a long fucking time ago, dude. It's still, like, it hasn't been recent.
Yeah.
It's been over fucking, what, 30 years? 40 years almost?
Yeah.
It's been a long fucking time, dude.
It's 34.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long fucking time, dude.
Hey, listen, Tom Cruise is just happy that he's getting another check, so whatever.
Yeah, he's planning on doing... there's supposed to be one more Mission Impossible movie, Mission Impossible 8.
Mission Impossible. That's
supposed to be the last one.
Mission Impossible, the quest for the final check.
Mission Impossible, still not over. Yeah.
Mission Impossible, the impossible mission.
Yeah. 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 but yeah, dude. Who knows? This could be great. It could be better than the first one. Who knows? Technology's gotten better, so we'll see where it goes.
Do you think he's gonna do his own stunts as always?
Of course he will.
My man's gonna race cars, like, you know, like, I'm not the best driver, but I'm Tom fucking Cruise.
He's just making left turns, so that's a pretty good... It'll be fine.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious, realizing that, you know, it's like a dad joke. It's like, that's how you know it's a racing movie, because you have a dude named Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but it was such low-hanging fruit.
That's fair.
Oh, well, right now, yeah. As the update or whatever, take two, hopefully this order will be, you know...
Yeah. It'll be okay. You got this, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this could be cool. This could be good. This could be decent. Like I said, I'll give it a shot. I'll check out the first Days of Thunder, and I'll see what's up. See how I feel about it afterwards. And I'll keep you guys posted.
Glenn Powell will be in this because he's in everything.
Yeah. Glenn Powell's fucking everywhere. So that's fine. It's fine. We will see if he's in the next thing. So we're fans of Night of the Living Dead and George Romero's original zombie movie. Been a fan of it for thousands of years. Obviously, he's been around since forever.
Dude, you already know. My man is the one that, like, you know, defined what, you know, like what the zombie is when it comes to any form of media.
Right, exactly.
I mean, even though if you want to start it off, you know, the whole negative thing of like, he's like, no. Then later on, it became like, you know, like they were like, let's just make this more serious. If they're dead, they can't come, you know, they can't converse.
Well, the brains thing started in Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, because what was it that I remember the night?
It was a spoof movie. It was a spoof movie of it.
Yeah.
Which Return of the Living Dead is amazing.
That's the one that had like.
It's a fun spoof.
Is that the one with Tar Man and stuff like that, if I remember correctly?
No, I don't think so.
The zombie, the one that was covered all in tar?
Yeah. It's a super fun movie. Return of the Living Dead is fun.
Yeah.
But Night of the Living Dead, of course, is the originator. And there have been tons of sequels that George Romero wrote and directed and stuff.
What's your favorite Romero?
I'll stick with the classic. I still love... Night of the Living Dead.
I'm in between the remake, the one with Ben Rames.
That's a fun one. Yeah.
And then Land of the
Day
Dead.
Of the Dead.
Yeah, Day of the Dead, yeah. And Land of the Dead. Yeah. The one with fucking Leguizamo.
Yeah.
One of my favorite zombie fucking attacks, where you see like a headless, you know, zombie come out, and then out of nowhere just flips the head over and just starts chomping on the woman's arm.
Yeah, that was pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, oh, my man still got it.
What were you saying, Brian?
No, I was just agreeing with you two.
Ah, okay.
He's just like, yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But yeah, so we knew that George Romero was working on another one. Unfortunately, he passed in 2015. And his wife continued, finished the script, everything for it. And it is in the works, and it's going to be called Twilight of the Dead. Hopefully no sparklies in this one. But the new person that's supposed to be leading this movie, that's going to be a lead in this, is going to be Mila Jovovich, who we've seen in the Resident Evil movies. So very exciting for that. Also, Betty Gabriel, who was in Get Out, she's going to be in it as well. So I am excited to see what's going to happen with this. Also, is going to be directed by Brad Anderson, who was the dude from The Machinist.
Okay.
So this could be good. This could be good. I want to see where this goes. Obviously, George Romero has a vision for things, and people tend to sway away from the vision sometimes. But this could be great. So we'll see where this goes. Especially like a character like Mila Jovovich. We haven't seen her in some time, but we know her mostly from the Resident Evil movies. And right. We've enjoyed her in that for years. For I guess you can even say possibly decades. Because she was in the Resident Evil franchise for a very long time. Not all of them were great movies. But she was still a solid character in all of them.
What really gets me is when it comes to those movies, what was it? The first one wasn't bad. But it wasn't exactly it's like they took elements from Resident Evil and was just like, all right. And then when they ended up in the mansion, you think to yourself, like, okay, so are we going to run into Chris and Jill there?
No.
But
it's all good.
But then what is it? Later on in the later ones, that's when they introduce, the characters actually from the, from the gaming series. And I was like, all right. Yeah. But there were I want to say at least two and a half good ones.
What were you saying, Brian? I know you were trying to say something.
Yeah, sorry about that, dude.
Yeah, she was in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and they weren't all great movies. But like I said,
we were saying. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
But some
I still enjoyed the fuck out of the first one.
Yeah.
And Nemesis. I enjoyed Nemesis too.
Yeah, I like the second one.
I will say, though, that the first Resident Evil had a great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Mila Jovovich in this one, I'm excited to see her. Because we don't really see much of her in general, so. Bring her back for another zombie movie. Why the fuck not? It should be cool.
You looking for the next article?
No, I'm looking at the chat. Ali is right. They're still better than the Dragon Ball Evolution.
Rebel Evolution. That's the name of the episode. Evolution.
No. Yeah, you're not wrong. Continuing on, obviously, we have some other shit, obviously. I've been a fan of Gundam for years, but never like a huge, huge fan of Gundam. But we got word that Legendary Pictures has pretty much solidified the fact that they're working on a Gundam movie. Could be cool. Could be badass. Gundam is something that's been around for a long time. We've seen Gundam since we were fucking kids. Yes, it was a cartoon back in the day, not just an anime. It was a cartoon. But the fact that they're working on it now and the director for, or the showrunner for the show Sweet Tooth that we've watched on Netflix is going to be the director of this show. And I am very excited for it because Sweet Tooth was pretty fun. I enjoyed the first season, but it's a good show. He's going to be working on this version of Gundam, and I want to see what they're going to do with it.
It's Sweet Tooth had a very satisfying conclusion.
Yeah, it's a very satisfying show in general.
Yeah. Like, the third and final season dropped earlier this year, and I watched it. I was like, wow, this ended nicely.
Yeah. And as you would kind of expect it to, because you want a somewhat happy ending for the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to just have him just like, oh yeah, he just dies or some shit. You want to give him at least a little bit of a satisfying ending, essentially. But yeah, I want to see what they're going to do with Gundam. I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with it, because of course, we haven't seen Gundam in ages. Of course, yes, they've had tons of different iterations of the animated version of Gundam.
Yeah.
But I want to see what they're going to do, especially that they're doing Voltron at the same time, too.
Right. So,
this could be very interesting. I want to see what they're going to do, like I said. Yeah, and Gundam's had 83 different animated series and movies put together. So that's a lot of fucking cars. That's a lot of fucking Gundams, dude. That's a lot. So it's a huge fucking property in general. So between Legendary Bango, Bandai and Namco is putting it all together. That's a lot of shit that they could work with.
And then if everything or whatever, the next thing, you're going to have these live action models. So, you know, fangirls can go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, success. I finally did get the right order.
Woohoo. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got the right stuff.
Oh.
But yeah, dude. Yeah. So this should be cool. Another cool shit. Something that I'm actually really excited for. I've been a fan of the Scary Movie franchise for quite some time.
Even the worst ones were good.
They're fun. They're fun.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was, of course, because I don't pay attention to shit back then. I didn't pay a lot of attention to shit. Keenan Ivory Wayans did the first two movies. And the Wayans brothers also were in the first two movies. Marlon Wayans continued for a little bit in the next ones. But after that, it swayed away from everything. But we just recently, at CinemaCon this week or this past week or whatever, we got word that they're working on Scary Movie, a reboot of the Scary Movie franchise. And this should be pretty fucking cool because it's being done by the originals. So the Wayans, so Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans are all going in and putting it together.
I can't wait.
Yeah. This makes me super fucking happy. Very excited to see what they're going to do with this because, of course, you know, I'm a fan of what they did in the past, in the original, in the first two especially. I'm a fan of what they did. I thank Anna Faris for continuing with the series, but it wasn't that great.
I hope they bring her back, and I hope they bring back Regina Hall.
That'd be great. That'd be fucking great.
I'm still thinking about my favorite part from the banter between David Cross and fucking Chris Elliott in number two.
Dude, Chris Elliott with the tiny hand. It's fucking fantastic, dude.
The back and forth, like, you know, little quips slash dad jokes or whatever. Why don't we give you a hand? Why don't you give me a standing ovation?
It's one of the best, dude. It's one of the fucking best. I'm so excited to see what they're going to do with another version of Scary Movie or a rebooted version of the Scary Movie franchise. So, yes, please. Absolutely need it in my life.
I like, cannot what was wait. It with they had like a tweet too, and it was, I don't know if it was Sean or Marlon, I think it had to be Marlon, that he is him and then their version of a Ghostface.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, taking a picture together.
So we'll see. Like, we'll see where this goes.
Oh my god, it is real.
Yeah. It's not just a rumor.
Oh my god, that's the name of the episode. It's not a rumor.
I did see something on Twitter that I thought was really funny, and it'd be like, now would be the opportune time for Jenna Ortega and Melissa Barrera to show up.
That'd be awesome. Awesome.
Because, right, Melissa Barrera, she got fired because of her about speech, yep. and then Jenna Ortega can't make it because of filming schedules with Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think it's really funny that, like, now we have a Scary Movie revival, and it would be perfect if they showed up.
Oh, that'd be great. I highly doubt that would happen, but it'd be great if they did.
I can see how it's written right now. Whatever's like, oh shit, not again. Like how one of the throwaway jokes in one of the other scary movies.
Yeah, Yeah. It's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. Of course, they haven't done a lot of it, especially like Marlon. He's been doing his stand-up stuff, which is cool. But we haven't seen anything really from Keenan in quite some time. We haven't seen anything from Sean in quite some time either.
No, we haven't.
So I'm curious to see what he's been doing. I'm curious to see how they're going to put all this together. Because, of course, you know, the Wayans Brothers show in general was a great fucking show. In Living Color was a fantastic fucking show.
Without a Living Color, we wouldn't have Jim Carrey.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, I mean, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, yeah, we would definitely wouldn't have Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo was a fly girl.
Yeah, 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 she was.
You know what's funny?
Instead of Guess of the Chopper, it's a gossip. I love it. I love it.
Oh, man. But you just... Actually, if I remember correctly, Jim Carrey was, you know, like, at least in before he became big in Living Color, he was in one or two movies beforehand.
Yeah, he was in a couple, but they weren't huge hits.
One of them was a drama that was a made for TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Drink and Drive on Rodeo 5 or something like that, where he played an alcoholic that got into a car accident.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was James Carey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my man was trying to take it more serious. Like, you know, I'm only Jim to my close personal friends.
He was serious actor, James Carey.
Yeah.
And now what I love about him is like, oh, I'm retired from acting. Oh, but it's a Sonic movie.
Yeah.
That's not a movie. That's a paycheck.
He's just filling up his pocket. That's all he's doing.
My man.
But he's so good in that, though.
My man was I'm going to get that Paramount money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I still want to see. I want to see the Knuckles show, and I haven't seen it. I want to see the next movie.
It had its moments. Yeah. I watched it.
It's on Prime, right?
No, it's on Paramount.
No, it's on Paramount.
Paramount, okay.
A streaming service that nobody really has.
Well, I do.
I do. Yeah. Okay, 2 out of 3 is Paramount. Didn't they switch it now that it's not Paramount Plus anymore? It's Paramount Network?
I don't know.
I sound like that? I don't know.
Whatever.
I have it courtesy of my sister.
You know what's funny? Like, I know out here a lot of people have Paramount because of Walmart. If you get like a Walmart Plus account or whatever, you get Paramount for free. But it's just like the free version of it, so you get like a limited amount of things on it.
So you gotta buy more than one flannel shirt to have Paramount
Plus? Yeah.
2 flannel shirts. And the cargo camo shorts.
Yeah, of course. You gotta have the cargo camo shorts, dude. Dude, I have cargo camo shorts from fucking Walmart.
Truth in advertising.
Yeah, exactly. You're not wrong, dude.
I mean, like, I'm not really...
You're not straying really, far from the truth.
I'm just saying, I'm not really knocking it, because, you know... I do have a camo, camo cargo shorts too.
Yeah, dude, they're the best, bro.
I do not have those.
It's okay. 2 out of 3 don't have camo cargo shorts.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say 2 out of 3 don't have camo toe shorts.
Well, there's your episode title, Camel Toe Shorts.
Yeah, Camel Toe Shorts. Yep.
So
I don't think that'll fall very well.
No, you gotta say you gotta say camo toe shorts.
Yeah.
There we go. So did you guys see on Twitter or Instagram the leaked photo of grown up Bobby Hill for King of the Hill the revival?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do a continuation series?
It's coming out, yeah. I know that the voice actor who voiced Dale passed earlier this year, but he recorded enough material. Bobby Hill is a chef of an Asian fusion restaurant.
So that means he got with Connie, okay?
Probably.
Which makes it sound worse. You know, I really meant to say it, but you know.
One of my favorite lines from that original series, though, was when he says to Hank, he's like, "Dad, can I get a gun rack for my bike?" And Hank Hill was like, "Bobby, that makes me so proud."
No, what am I still to this day? You know. Or the other one, God, of course, damn. With Dale. Put his hand.
Oh, King of the Hill.
Yeah, see. That was such... Eddie agrees also with the camel shorts.
That was an episode. That was a series. King of the Hill was a series ahead of its time.
Absolutely, dude. And, you know, it's funny. Like, I know people that don't like the show, but I'm like, why? Well, how could you not like the show?
To me, I didn't care for it because I was more of a Beavis and Butthead guy. And then to find out that he did that, like, I was just like, that's, you know, like, I was hoping that was going to be a spinoff. But then what is it? Years later, I really got into it. It's, dude, it is well written.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic, dude. Trying to find the picture of Bobby Hill as a grown up. I can't find it.
I think Brian is gonna have to probably send it to you, and then you send it to yourself, and then we can put it up for a sec.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like I said, I'm trying. Oh, here we go. Let me see screen right.
Intermission. Intermission.
See, that's why we just kept talking. I just kept talking. I found it.
Dude, we gotta get it. Technically, you know, we gotta get an intermission music pretty soon. Hold on a second.
There we go.
Bobby Hill is a grown up.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got Bobby Hill as a chef. He's in chef's uniform with a little hat and stuff. Apparently, it's just a still, so we don't really know a lot of the stuff that's coming from it. But
right,
it should be pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. But we'll see.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I love that. I thought I put my stuff on mute and I didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. It's okay, though. It's okay.
That's just hilarious.
Yeah, Ellie says, brown butter baggy. Yep. Such a fun show. Definitely worth watching. Whoever hasn't watched it, of course, it's been a fucking
brown butter baggy, whatever. That sounds like an OnlyFans of account.
Yeah, you never know. It could be.
What makes it hilarious is, goddammit, now I'm picturing that.
Now you're pitching. Yeah,
no, like, because remember, she had the big feet too, so it's just like, no, that is a subsection in fucking OnlyFans.
I don't know about a subsection, it's a section.
it's a whole community. Community, we mean states.
Right, possibly. But yeah, dude, that's pretty cool. I did not know about the Bobby Hills. Coming back.
Yep. Our news hound, Brian, you know, with the scoops.
Yeah, with the scoops. Yeah, digging it up the scoops. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Brian. We got one more thing. Unless you guys got anything else. I know I have one more thing to add to the show, but do you have anything else, you guys?
Brian, wait, with his...
got the big scoops.
Yeah, with his...
I had to throw that curveball in there.
Yeah, with his.
It's a good curveball. It's a good curve.
With his geek Fightful article.
Yeah, that's fair. So we have, being that Agatha finished, some people were saying that there was a trailer that came out at the end of it that wasn't supposed to come out, but then Marvel just released it, and they were like, "Fuck it, here we go." And it's basically a brief look into what shall be coming to the Marvel Universe within the next year. So they put it on YouTube's, and we have it here for you today. So let's watch the look ahead for Marvel Studios.
I brought you here to offer you an opportunity.
Oh, I smell what you're stepping in. It's gonna get good. It's
been some time, hasn't it?
You've come up in the world.
I could say the same about you.
I wonder if your darker half would agree.
Exactly what kind of a lawyer are you?
A really good one.
Miss me.
I want to build something undeniable.
Anyone who's ever accomplished anything iconic in life has had to do some questionable things to get it done.
Up for an adventure?
The battle they will sing about for ages.
You can slate whenever you're ready.
Simon Williams, reading for Wonder Man.
I was born to play this character.
And we both have a lot riding on this.
You better not mess this up.
I know.
I am ready.
I am Marvel Jesus.
Ah. We have a long road ahead of us. Much to do.
So
this looks very promising.
Couple of things, little hidden things in Daredevil.
Yes.
First off, the guy who says, "What kind of lawyer are you?" is Kamala Khan's dad.
Oh yeah.
So
good catch. Very good catch. Okay.
So I'm gonna shout out the Canadian lad on YouTube for this because I watched his breakdowns. Okay. So he did a breakdown and it showed that's Kamala Khan's father. Okay. The scene in the diner where Matt clearly doesn't have his cane present.
Mm-hmm.
Fisk is basically Matt's client now.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Why use a cane? He knows I'm Daredevil.
Interesting. Okay.
That's why anybody who sees Matt with the cane doesn't know that he really doesn't need it.
Right.
Another thing is that there's a moment where Fisk and Vanessa, who I'm happy is not recast because I know that was the original rumor.
Uh-huh.
So Fisk and Vanessa are sitting down having dinner, and the rabbit in a snowstorm painting is hanging up above their table, but splattered in red, which is the blood from season 3 when Matt beat the shit out of Fisk.
Okay.
Interesting to see that Muse is in this.
Yeah, very interesting to see that.
So Muse is going to be the primary antagonist. Can't wait to see what goes on with Bernthal as Punisher. So I'm happy he's back.
Yep.
And so I guess one of the other last things about that part is that I'm blanking, but there's just so much to take in.
Yeah, there's a lot taken in that one. I was not expecting them to actually put out a whole teaser for pretty much everything for the next year.
Yeah.
Biggest thing that we got. Continue.
That was the fight scene with Daredevil and the guy in the staircase. That's Bullseye.
Oh yeah, so that was good. That was good. Okay.
Yeah. So good to see that they're continuing. Born Again is basically going to be a darker version of what was already fucking dark on Netflix. Netflix.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. You know, I need to restart. I need to rewatch that whole Daredevil series.
Yeah, I stopped at the end of season 2, so I think I'm gonna do a deep dive and just go back from the beginning and watch it. So you can watch that cool, one take fight scene that
all the hallway scenes.
Yeah.
But that's all, that's about, a lot of what they did, this hallway scenes.
I love the way they did the first hallway scene.
Yeah.
In episode two.
Yeah.
It's like, also, his stunt guy was the guy that did the stunts for Chris Evans in Winter Soldier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, what I love about that shot is that when it needed to be Charlie Cox fighting, he did the stuff. Then when they crashed, do a hardcore move, it was swapped to be the stunt guy, and then swapped back to Charlie Cox. But they kept it continual. So that's why that hallway fight scene is sort of iconic in action scenes.
Yeah, I get it, dude. That's pretty cool. I like it. I need to rewatch it. I haven't. It's been a long time since I watched it, so in order to catch up, I guess you can say, to the new show, I'm ready for it. Very excited. Then you also see things for Iron. What's her name? Iron Fist? No.
Ironheart?
Ironheart, yeah. Well, I don't know why I said Iron Fist. My brain went to Iron Fist for some reason. But yeah, Ironheart, which is pretty cool. We haven't seen her yet. But this should be cool. Wonder Man. And not only just Wonder Man, but this dude. The dude that tried to plead, that was acting as fucking
Mandarin.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, it was Ben Kingsley as Travis Slattery again.
Yeah. So Ben Kingsley as Travis Slattery, essentially.
I love that he's back. We have not seen him since Shang-Chi.
Right, exactly.
Did you ever see that short of when they confronted him? When they were
that was fun. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. Yeah. So, fun. It's cute. It's cool how he's bringing him back into this. I'm curious as to what they're going to do with Wonder Man. Because it looks like it's just going to be like a comedy series, not a big thing. So, curious to see what they're going to do with that.
Yeah. One of the original Avengers that has not been in the Avengers for years.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I'm curious.
I want to see that new Spider-Man animated.
That show looks cool. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Dude, all I kept thinking when he did that thing, when he had that fight when he was having that fight and he caught him with the brick out of nowhere from the back.
Uh-huh.
All I kept thinking was Matt Brick, yo. Bang.
No, but the animation style in it looks completely different than what we're used to seeing.
You know what kind of reminds me of? Remember that Spider-Man cartoon from MTV? That's what kind of reminded me of a little bit.
But better.
I was going to say, that Spider-Man Neil Patrick one or whatever, for this Spider-Man to run.
For this one to have a marathon, not even just to run.
It sort of has an animated style in terms of pacing as the Spider-Verse movies, but not that animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a crossbreed between the MTV Spider-Man from the early 2000s or late 90s and what we've seen with Spider-Verse.
Yeah. It looks really good.
One more little Spider-Man curveball, I guess I'll throw, is the images of live-action Spider-Man Noir have leaked online.
Oh, yeah. I did see that, kind of, sort of.
It's like, oh, why do we need this?
Yeah.
But I will say this, though, that his character in the Spider-Verse movies are funny, though.
He's a fun character in general.
This Rubik's Cube, it all has gray sides.
Right. Yeah. But I'll just wait until it comes out to actually give a fuck about it. I want to see something, but I don't want to see something at the same time. If that makes any sense.
Well, I know, what was it? First, they showed still shots, and then recently someone posted actual footage or whatever of this dude in the costume, and then, you know, I think that was like doing like a car scene or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they did show, like, you know, movement while it hit, like, you know, and stuff like that. So,
okay,
yeah, I can't tell you the source because it's one of those, like, you know, when you when you go through
that's
reels
fine.
And it just pops up random,
right?
Yeah, so
that's fair. That's understandable.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm excited for Ironheart, especially since the dude that's in there, we've seen him before. He's been in a lot of things, but the biggest thing he was in I think it was Hamilton. No, it wasn't Hamilton. He was in another one of those fucking, like, you know, musical things that they did on recently. And he's a really good actor. I want to see what he's doing because, of course, he's going to be playing a bad guy in it. This is Anthony Ramos, I guess his name is.
So it can either be High School Musical or those Disney Descendants movies or whatever.
No, Anthony Ramos was in Hamilton. And true story, he was actually my sister's student in Utrecht High School.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that is Anthony Ramos, right? I'm not yeah. bugging. Okay.
No, you're not.
I want to see who he's actually playing in this. So I'm going to look that shit up right now.
He's playing I'm Getting These Two Bags of Disney Money.
Yeah pretty much. He is not listed as something. He's in there. He's listed on IMDb to be in it, but it doesn't say who he's playing.
Because you know what it is? It's too early, and they didn't, you know, they didn't put out, like, out there or whatever. I think what was
it? That's fine.
I think what wasn't this, this whole thing of what's supposed to come was something that was introduced in, like, D23 or something like that, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And also, who else is in this is the dude from Solo, that played Solo in the Solo movie. The prequel Solo movie. Alden Ehrenreich, whatever. He's going to be in it, which could be interesting. He doesn't say who's he supposed to be playing either.
He's going to play Solo.
He's going to be Solo in this? That's fair.
Yeah, it'd be a nice Disney crossover.
Yeah, that'd be a really good Disney crossover. But yeah, this actually looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the show. And I think that's about wraps it up. Anything else you guys want to?
Well, even though I'm not a Star Wars guy, whatever. Didn't they put up a trailer for Skeleton Crew?
They did. I forgot about that.
So there you go. I added something, and if you want to add it to it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I will look that up right now because, of course, I'm curious about it. I have not watched this trailer, but why not? We'll watch it now, because of course.
Speaking of Star Wars, I heard that the Mandalorian and Grogu film is wrapped.
Oh yeah, that's fun. Okay, hold on, don't play yet, fucker.
You want to make sure that no commercial lever pops up beforehand.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I try not to include ads into this bitch. All right, so let's watch this trailer.
What are you in for? What are you in for?
I found something buried in the woods.
Dad.
This is unacceptable. Do you understand?
What do you think it is? Don't touch anything. What did you do?
We're lost. Really lost.
Stay together. We just need some directions home.
Come on, kid. Pay up.
Whoa! Where'd you two find an old Republic credit?
Help! Over here, quick. I'll get you home.
we'll make a partnership.
But we have to move fast!
I need you to take the controls.
Okay.
Neil? Neil?
A crew of murderous pirates is coming.
Something's wrong.
They're not going to just turn up. We need to find them.
We're not alone down here. Oh,
be warned of booby traps. Pirates and mountains where none dare to go.
If you hear this, don't give up. No matter what.
Okay, that looks pretty fun.
Star Wars presents The Goonies.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
No, what I thought was actually kind of cool was the alien versions of 80s songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This looks fun. This looks fun. This could be dog shit, but it looks fun as hell.
This looks fun. This could be terrible, but it looks fun.
Yeah, it could be terrible fun.
It looks better than The Acolyte did.
Yeah. It does. But this could be promising. It's a brand new property. It looks like they're in different places than what we've seen before within the Star Wars stuff in general. So
yeah,
curious to see what they're going to do there.
I was going to laugh saying, I think my favorite character is going to be Babar.
Yeah, Babar looks pretty dope. I like him. Yeah. But this should be cool. Like, I'm curious about this. I didn't know this was a thing yet. Like, of course, we spoke about it ages ago when they said they were working on something like that. But
this was just like the whole thing of like
it just like flew over my head. Like, I knew it was happening. I just like didn't really pay attention to when it was happening.
Hey, remember how that thing that was a rumor? Out. Well, it's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, dude. This is gonna be cool. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. We're gonna keep adding more things.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what about this?
We'll save it for next week's episode.
But yeah, dudes, thank you guys for listening. We greatly appreciate you guys, you know, being here with us, talking with us, just having a chat with us here. It's always a fun time.
Yeah.
Dealing
with wrong Uber Eats orders and everything as well. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah. No doubt. Thank you guys for listening. But also make sure you check out everything on Industry Geeks. And of course, we got every single episode that we've had in the past. They're all there. Check them all out. InterCityGeeks.net is the place where you can find it. You also find us on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Radio, Amazon Music.
Amazon Music, Amazon Radio. Audible, yeah, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and motherfucking Spotify. And
there you go. You got it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Where can we find you guys, of course? Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me not flubbing words.
It's my brain. It's not working very well.
Steve right now is work drunk, so it's okay.
I guess you can say that.
Yeah. You can find me on all socials. Check me out, Bright2J and Bright2J Presents on Instagram, Bright2J Presents on Twitter. Go to the YouTube channel. It's still there. Go to Bright2JPresents.com. I think it's still there.
It should still
new
be
content.
There.
It should still be there. New content coming 2025.
Yeah.
Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y. Oh, my God. I just saw something random. I'm sorry. You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D. No, I had an alert, so I was just like, what the fuck?
It's fine. Yeah.
Where can find you, Steve?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for just, you know, spreading the word. We greatly appreciate it. It's been a fun old time. 345 episodes in. And the year's almost over.
I know the name.
Again, thank you guys for listening.
I know the name of the episode right now. Three Cults, 45. It's not finalized, but there were other ones that were much better.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
It's okay. Again, thank you guys for listening. Greatly appreciate y'all. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Time to eat.